stretch so hard you can't breathe anymore.
Yeah, every now and then. Like, but it feels so good, and then when you just exhale and just like,
I do like those goats, the fainting goats. So I'll be at work and I'll stand up and I'm already pretty tall, and then I'll stretch out like this, and then I'll just fall back.
you get like super tense and just fall back.
Yeah, I make sure to tighten up all of my muscles, especially my little butt. And with that. What's up, you little bastards?
God damn, you're just getting meaner and meaner with these intros.
Welcome to episode 9 of 2-Bit, the number one gaming podcast coming out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And with me, as always, Anime Zorro, Jose Murguia.
I think there already is an Anime Zorro.
Well, yeah, it's you.
It's me.
You stupid ass.
No, but the character in One Piece is named Zorro.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the actual Zorro.
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas.
Oh, anime Antonio Banderas.
Well, I didn't say that.
I did.
I said... I think I was gonna say something about whatever. So you're greasy and tired.
I'm greasy and tired. Yeah.
How is that any different than usual?
I'm tired more.
The grease factor is still the same.
Yeah.
You're like at a factor still, two grease head.
I can still make greasy pancakes with them.
Ooh, that is disgusting.
No, yeah, that is.
How do you make pancakes with grease?
You just throw in the grease first and let it sizzle a bit.
Well, I guess everyone should know that you use lard for everything you make.
It's the secret touch.
Yeah, you make like corn on the cob and then you put a layer of lard on it.
Well, like people don't know this, but like with Mexican corn, they usually put mayonnaise on it.
Yeah.
But I use lard to give it the little pork. The pork flavor.
And you do that with ice cream cones. You do it. You buy all of those push pops and then remove the ice cream.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
That reminds me.
Oh.
Remember when we broke into Justin's house?
Yep, and then ate all of his push pops.
And then
they're the Flintstones brand, too.
Yeah, we ate, six a piece?
Yeah, it was a full box.
Yeah, it was a full box. And then his mom came home and she didn't know we were there. So we hid in his closet upstairs and tried to be silent until he got there.
She knew the whole time, didn't she?
I hope so.
Okay.
I mean, I think there may have been a car around.
Yeah.
And also,
no.
Did we do bikes?
Did we walk?
I doubt we walked.
I don't fucking know, man.
We probably walked, actually, now
or
that I think
bikes,
about it.
Or used bikes, yeah. I don't know.
We didn't use a motor, let's just say that. So, what's up, Jose?
Not much, man. Just greasy and tired, like you said.
Did you have a cool week this last week?
It's pretty cool.
I
played games, which is, you know, something we don't usually do.
And no, we don't. The thing that I hope people know from listening to this is we hate video games.
I mean, I played two games, that's it. But they're, like, longer games.
I played also two games, and one of them is longer. So what about yours? What did you play? And remember to talk kind of loud.
Kind of loud. I clocked in a few more hours on to Tales of Berseria.
Okay.
Still moving on into that.
Has it hit you yet? Like, did you like it from the beginning?
Oh, yeah, I liked it from the beginning. I knew what to expect from it.
Are you a little, do you feel like that's kind of shaped how you feel about it because you like the series? Did you go in being like, I'm giving it an extra couple points because I like the series?
I guess kind of, but like, that's also kind of the reason why I didn't like Zestiria.
Because you liked the series so much and that didn't live
up
to it?
I've heard that it was like, had a lot of problems with the camera and stuff, and I was like, oh, well. That's something that would turn me off of a game is stuff like that.
Has anyone ever thought about this? What if you took the camera out of games? What if you didn't have an in-game camera anymore?
What if you just couldn't use the right stick? Or...
No, just no camera.
No camera.
Like, you can't even see.
I can't understand. Let's say, I can't understand what you mean by that.
Yeah, so basically, you know how, let's say you're playing a third-person shooter or something, right? And theoretically, there's like a floating camera behind you. Now imagine that's gone. Would you play that game? Tell me if you'd play that game.
No,
Why wouldn't you?
What would be the point of view of it? I don't get it. Like, I can't understand
No, there's not one.
It's just black?
I didn't say that, but there's no camera. How do you feel about this?
Very disturbed.
Do you like this idea?
No.
Okay, I sold this idea for $4,500.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway.
It's been a next Halo.
The next Halo Wars. It's 8 years out and even less people are going to buy
it. That's coming out, isn't it?
You know what? I actually liked Halo Wars.
I didn't. I don't like RTSs.
Well, you know what else?
Fuck them.
Hey, there's my dog again, guys. We made it 5 minutes in.
Whoop, whoop.
And my girlfriend didn't keep her out of the room.
It's okay.
And I'm so angry right now. And this is how I sound when I'm angry. Hey, Whit, do you want to get on real quick and say hi?
Hi.
No, come to the mic. Come to the mic and say hi.
Hi.
Now, do you want to apologize for letting the goddamn dog in?
It's okay.
No, it's not. Let me yell at my significant other no. right now. Jose, you stay out of this.
Please stop fighting.
You stay out of this. Stay out of this.
That actually
Sorry.
Hurt my head.
I didn't want to do that, but I had to.
Oh, no.
Better. Come on. Oh. So, Whitney left me 16 months ago, but she pays rent, so... I'm kind of stuck here. By the way, I didn't hit my girlfriend. I high-fived Jose really hard.
I would never.
Yeah, I did hit. Yeah, it didn't even faze me, which was cool.
Like hit me like right in between my middle finger knuckle and.
What were we talking about? Oh yeah, no camera. How do you feel about that?
We're talking about Halo Wars.
Oh, you know what else I like that no one else gave credit? I don't think Metal Gear Acid.
I heard people like that a lot.
I liked it quite a bit. I liked it, well, at the time at least, I liked it more than the Solid series.
Really?
As in, I didn't really, you know.
Was Acid the one where you can do, like, the 3D camera? Or, like, the 3D? Kind of. Was that the second one?
It was a strategy card game on the PSP.
Yeah, but then I think the second one you could wear, like, 3D glasses that came with the box.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about. No, I didn't do all that. I played it on one of our old friends' PSPs, and I was like, oh, maybe I should get this, and then I didn't because it wasn't really worth anything until after the PSP went out of production.
Yeah.
And you just use it for emulators.
Yeah, pretty much.
So aside from Tales, or do you have more about Tales?
Not really. I mean, it's just a Tales game.
Give me a one-line review.
One-line review? It's good so far.
That was one line.
I mean, it's just Tales. It's Tales. Like, if you played a Tales game recently, like any of the newer ones.
Symphonia on GameCube.
I'd say the combat's way better than that.
Okay. But. I've really been getting into the idea of getting Ni No Kuni 2.
Really?
When that comes out. It just is so pretty.
I'm glad someone is.
What do you mean?
I don't think I'm going to get it.
Really?
Yeah.
But you got the first one, right? Curse of the White
yes,
Witch?
And I still haven't finished it.
Really? Did you like it, though?
I haven't even popped it in.
No?
No.
Oh, man.
Because it's... I had other games to play, and that one seemed like the longest, so I'm like, I'll just leave the longest one out.
I really wish the PS4 would... Or Sony, rather, would just break down and be like, okay, we're doing what Microsoft did. We're backwards compatible. Eh. And then... Well, I need it because I have the PS3 and the... I don't know. I guess I need to swap out the 360 and the PS3 maybe. Mm-hmm. Because I have my PS3 in the bedroom and I never spend any time in there. But signs when I'm getting all let off.
Stop it. Not
I hated
again,
that.
Please.
That, I don't ever talk like this.
That's a lie.
Please, shut the fuck up.
You call me and that's the first thing
hey,
you say.
Hey, what if I get a little hurt?
I like
getting
more dicks.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
But... I never play the PS3 because it's in the bedroom, so I need to probably bring it out to the living room.
Yeah,
but I wish I could just... It's so nice having just the one system to pop games into.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Why do you do this? Why
we
are you
do
saying...
What? Like, yeah,
yeah.
Just because, yeah, I mean, I have my...
Have you just gotten over the idea? Well, the other thing is you're much better at being able to go back to older games, mm-hmm. and I'm not
okay.
that good.
That
so
sense.
When it's on the PS4, my brain tricks itself into being like, hey.
It's new.
It's on this, yeah. So it just makes it a lot easier.
It's usually like, oh, my girlfriend's playing on the tablet or something, or
what
playing
a
her
stupid
DS
asshole.
While we're upstairs.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, I'll just play PS3 while I'm up there, and then I...
Now, she left you as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But 2 months ago.
Okay. And that was because while you were sleeping, she poured bulk kitty litter
yeah.
down your mouth, right?
We have the value pack, so yeah. like it, we still have a lot left over after the whole pile of it in my mouth. Blech.
Yeah, so she, if I remember correctly, you said she poured about half a cup in your mouth while you were sleeping, and then she put a small golden key, and then she poured even more on top of it.
Small golden key?
Yeah, so then you had to, your arms were shackled to the bed, so you had to use your tongue to find the key, and then you had to spit it into your hand, much like that scene in Deadpool, where you had the toothpick
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
the match.
Yeah.
And then you unlocked yourself, and then you decided, well, she's paying rent.
So, I mean, I'm not going to give up that
I'm
chance.
I'm not going into... I mean, I know my parents own the house, but
right.
but she's paying rent. So...
I think clumps up really hard.
Yeah, I know. You kept the ball of it for some mm-hmm. reason. You said you wanted to recycle it. So I don't quite get that. I don't know if you meant for the cats or for her to pour in your mouth again. Because
yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like after a while it'll just dry up and then you can just turn it into cat litter again.
That's true. I feel like you should stop volunteering to be shackled to the bed at night.
It's fun, though. I'm a very crazy sleeper. Apparently, I beat people while I'm sleeping.
Which is why she left you.
Yeah.
Folks, we don't abuse our significant others. And you shouldn't either. If you do, never listen to this podcast again, and go to counseling. Thank you.
They're probably not going to listen to us.
That is true. You don't care about our opinions. But... guess who else doesn't? Anyone in the world.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that our for the past 2 weeks, we've been very popular in Indonesia.
Cool. You know, I really like Indonesia.
Do
you?
Know
you?
Why? Oh, the lizards?
No, no. I just really like the fact that they listen to our podcast.
That is true. You like any country that listens to us.
Of course.
It's mostly, so it usually goes Indiana, Peru.
Ooh, I also like Peru.
somewhere in Indonesia. And then we got a couple of listens from Hong Kong. But
okay,
it was interesting for sure. And then we kind of occasionally get like Lithuania or something.
Lithuania is cool.
I like Lithuania quite a bit. I don't know anything about it, but it's good. What else did you play?
Dark Souls 3's DLC.
Which one, though?
The first one, Ashes of Ariandel.
And they're about to release the third one, right? The Ringed City?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's really good.
Yeah,
so
is
far,
it?
Yeah. So there's this thing. Dark Souls has these little weird details that I really like. Like, shit, now I forget them, because I'm, but in this one, that...
Wait, you forgot what you like about the game?
Well, I forgot the little details, because I'm, like, okay, on the spot, but in this one, there is, you start off in, like, a snowy area, it's kind of like a Viking-themed one, and you go down the line, you go down the area, and then you see, like, a lone body standing on a hill, a snowy hill, and you're like... Well, it's a dead body and it has like a soul item on it.
Yeah.
So you can go grab it. And I'm like, Dark Souls, that's a trap. It's clearly a trap. Fuck it. I went to go grab it. The like, cliff collapsed and I fell into like this little chasm where there's a lot of wolves.
Yeah.
And they kill all the wolves. And then I don't know if you saw on the Instagram post, there's a giant wolf on the cliff.
A little puppy.
Yeah. And if you get too close, he comes down and he's giant. He's like at least 3 times bigger than you.
Wow. And so he's like 9 feet tall.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's huge.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, fuck this guy. And I ran away from him and I ended up fighting the boss.
Mm.
The boss is a guy, your height.
You really care about heights in this game, right?
Well, because for me, like the best boss fights are the characters that are the same size as you.
Why? Because you're like, oh, they're the same size as me, but super powerful?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's like, that's awesome. I mean... you have to beat him and stuff. Got him to half his health. Lo and behold, he called over the giant wolf.
Oh.
I was like, oh, fuck. And then he killed me.
So could you have killed the wolf first?
So I went back and I was like, you know what? Well, maybe if I kill this guy, he won't be in the boss fight.
Yeah.
I come back, I kill him. I go back to the boss, get him down to half his health. And guess what?
He still came back.
Wow. I beat him. I ended up beating him, but it was just like, damn, that would have been a cool chance, but it's oh man. Now I just now beat the first boss and I got a little lost in the area there.
Yeah.
So I haven't went any further, but
now this brings to question, if you, let's say in real life, we were out on a hike, which we go on frequently, and you fell down a hole and there were a lot of wolves around you, how would you fight off these wolves?
I wouldn't with
no
camera. I like that idea. No camera.
No camera. I would probably. Okay. Do you have a backpack with you?
No.
Okay. What do you have on your person?
Shoes.
Just your clothes.
Pants and a shirt.
No underwear.
No underwear.
No socks.
No. Free ball.
Okay. So my
free toes.
What I would assume is I would take the shoes. I would tie the laces together. And then I would tie one of the shoes around my ankle, and then I would do the little skip it thing. You remember that toy skip it where you just skip over it? And whenever they got close, it would just kind of hit them in the shin, which is the worst place to get hit.
No matter
what creature you are, if I rake your shin right now, you won't be
cry.
My friend anymore.
I would cry.
We would never talk ever again.
Oh, man.
And then I would just spin in circles doing my little skip it, and you look them in the eyes and you bare your teeth. That's what I would do.
But I'm gonna get close enough to bite their gums.
Yeah. Oh my God. I heard what you should do whenever you counter any sort of wild animal is look them directly in the eyes, bare your teeth, and then that's a sign of dominance, and they won't even think about attacking you.
Is it really?
No, they'll kill you.
I'm about to say,
like,
is that
fast.
Like a challenge?
Did you see the video of there's a guy who's hunting a bear? And he shoots it with a rifle once, so it tries to climb up the tree even further, and he keeps shooting it. And it falls out, of the tree and starts like running downhill.
The bear?
Yes.
Oh.
And, but it's not, he starts running downhill away from these hunters. For some reason, there's another hunter at the bottom of this hill, and the bear just starts mauling him. And it's kind of like, don't shoot a bear.
Well, first of all, like, bear country. It's not called human country. It's called bear country.
Yeah.
I'm fucking terrified of bears, man.
I am honestly scared of most wild animals.
I'm more terrified of bears.
The only thing, so, okay, number one fear of anything, and I'm including, you're afraid of heights or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, or something, yeah, yeah, heights.
Well, I mean, but you can fly and everything, it's not like that, but if yeah. I took you to the top of a tall building and pushed you off, you'd get scared.
Yeah, because if you pushed me off?
But if there's no camera, though.
Okay, yeah, so I won't be able to see.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The thing is, what if, so here's my idea. You have like something like a Google Glass on, right? And so you can see what I have a GoPro on. So you see from actually my perspective,
okay.
And I push you off, and then you see that the camera's following you, and it's because I came right at
you. Like, wait, is that the back of my head?
Wait, what, how is that even happening? It was because I'm also plummeting to my death.
We were saying about fears, though.
Oh, so number one fear, and I think this goes for pretty much everyone in the nation.
Sharks.
If not, no.
Okay.
Sharks kill fewer people than, like, weasels or whatever.
They're not scary.
I would, yeah, if I'm 10 feet, if I'm 10 feet away from, like, I think people are always like, more people die from hippos.
Hippos are terrifying,
actually,
too.
Actually, no, I was going to say, if I'm 10 feet away from a shark and 10 feet away from a hippo, I'm more scared of the shark, but honestly, I'm more scared of the hippo. Because they have those big chomping teeth that just break your bones.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, like you'd, oh man, no. They could probably swallow you whole.
Anyway, no, the real number one fear of most people, bees.
Yeah, really, really.
Yeah, no, that's my worst fear.
I'm not scared of one bee or two bees, but I'm scared of like a whole beehive.
Are you scared of boobies? Nice. No, I'm afraid of bees.
Those are ghost bees?
Huh?
Are those ghost bees?
Yes, boo.
Bees.
Yeah, great. Good job.
I try.
But no, I'm very afraid of bees. I throw punches at them, UFC style. Like,
do you end up punching a few every now and then?
Oh, yeah, I've punched multiple bees in my life.
So do you get scared when you feel a bee?
When I feel, like in my hand?
Anywhere.
When in the presence of a bee.
So if you were to punch one, would you freak out because you punched a bee, but also feel proud because you punched a bee?
Yes, at the same time. So this all stems from a job I had as a teenager where there was a bee's nest or a hornet's nest inside of a giant baler. So whenever you turned it on, the bees would all fly out.
Yeah.
And then they would sting me all over my arms and shoulders. And it was always kind of a fun game. You'd go out there, you'd agitate the beehive, and then you'd run away from the bees as they sting you.
So how do they even know you did it?
Well, I think they just find the nearest person.
It was him! Get him!
Yeah. And I'm just standing there with my crutch under one arm, and I'm like, I did nothing. And then they would all attack me, and so I slowly developed a fear of bees after leaving that job.
We almost wrecked because of that.
You tell me that, but I don't remember most stories you tell me.
Well, we were driving on the way to the mall, I think, mm-hmm. and a bee came into the car, and then you just let go of the steering wheel and started punching at it.
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't remember this exact memory, but that sounds like something
we
I would do.
We were in much danger. There was no cars around.
Yeah, I think the idea would have been if there was perhaps a perpendicular wall or a wall of cars, I would have hit them.
We were in the middle of a curve, though.
You also forget that I pressed on the gas because I thought I thought I could run away from it while I was in my car.
Kind of, yeah, if it wasn't in the car.
Yeah, second fear of most people, wasps, and third is hornets.
Okay. I'm scared of wasps.
Well, yeah, anything that can sting you, and then like a bee, when they do it begrugglingly. They're like, well,
they
I
die.
Have to die now.
Like, cool.
That's what I'm
they're
saying.
Done now.
Yeah.
Wasps? No, I twitched at you just now.
So one time my brother-in-law was helping me with a car issue, and what I learned was called a cicada killer.
Yeah, those things are crazy.
Yeah, so they have a crazy long stinger, like half an inch, and they have these giant bee bodies, and he stomped on it like 5 times, and it was still twitching on the ground, and it stung him in the back of the leg, and he was like, what the fuck?
You ever seen a tarantula hawk?
No.
Oh, man.
Is it a hawk or is it a spider?
It's neither.
Oh, my God.
It's a hawk for the tarantulas.
Oh, so it's a hawk.
It's a wasp.
Oh, shit.
It's like the size of probably my middle finger. And it kills tarantulas.
People should know that your middle finger was halfway amputated as a child.
So it's like the size of...
And it didn't grow from when you were a child.
No. Oh.
Yeah. That's how it works.
They kill tarantulas and they're scary as fuck.
Yeah, anyway.
Do you remember seeing that fuzzy ant that we saw that one time?
Yes, the velvet ant.
Yeah, so apparently those have really bad stings.
Terrible stings.
Yeah.
Which we realized after we both were stung by it.
Yeah. We were just on the street.
We were actually crossing railroad tracks. And then we saw... No, it's true. We were.
Yeah.
And then we saw like a red fuzzy ant and we were like, let's take a picture. And we did.
Do you remember what it was called? What we called it?
I keep pointing to something.
What? Oh. But do you remember what we called it?
No, what did we call it?
So I was like, what the fuck were we calling it? And I looked for it because we posted something.
God, it was something we thought
Yahoo
was funny
answers.
At the time.
Yeah, North American penis cocktail.
Oh, God. That was so stupid.
You know what was even worse?
What?
We posted the question on Yahoo Answers.
And someone answered it. Yeah. Oh, man.
That was before reverse Google image search.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, good times, man.
So I also played a few games. If we're done talking about insects.
We are.
So I went back and I sort of wrapped up Life is Strange in terms of... I wanted to platinum it.
Right.
So I wanted to go back and get the rest of the photos. And it just reminded me how creepy and strange the latter
Life
half
is.
Of that game is. Oh, that's why they called it that. All right, I'm going to strike that from the record. But I was cleaning it up. I did platinum it, which is simple enough. Yeah, they have a sort of a collector's mode where you can go back and make quick changes and stuff. So that was cool. But the latter half of the game is super creepy, and maybe some people would have guessed it, but I was still surprised by how it ended, and I liked it quite a bit. And aside from that, I got back into Borderlands 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many times has it been this time?
What do you mean that I've played
that
through
you've
it?
Played it? Because every
oh,
time...
Boy.
You talk about it a lot.
Yeah, I play it a lot.
Oh, excuse me. Played it like 10 times already.
At least,
as like 8 different characters.
No, I've always played as 2 characters.
Oh.
But basically, you play through it in normal mode or whatever, and then they have their version of like a new game plus, where you keep all of your stats and everything,
right.
But all of your enemies are much more difficult and all this stuff. So then they have Vault Hunter mode, which is like new game plus, and then once you beat that, they have True Vault Hunter mode, where everyone is even more crazy, because that's pretty much the only way besides crazy grinding that you can... get to level 72, I think, is the cap.
Huh. That's a weird cap.
Yeah, I know. It used to be 60, I think, and then on the 360, they changed it to 72 or something. And I don't think I've ever gotten to 72. I think my highest ever was like 61, and then I kind of got tired of that.
Is it just a grind after that, or?
Yeah. You basically, at a certain point, the original monsters, creatures, whatever, in the raiders in the game, you get like 0 XP for killing them. So you can basically run up, melee them once, and they die just because you don't want to keep getting shot.
Right.
But yeah, it's kind of a grind. So I just got back into playing that. And it's fun. And I don't know what I have to do to convince you or Justin to fucking co-op with me. I think what I'd have to do for you is make it a totally different game.
Yeah.
So I might try that. Oh, fuck you. You mean one of the most critically revered games ever?
Well, like all of my games are critically revered and they're bad games, essentially.
Borderlands 2 is a good game. Now,
I'm not saying it's a bad... Well, I did just now, but...
Yes.
I don't know. It's the whole first-person shooter thing kind of gets me.
Yeah, I know, which is a shame.
Because I'm bad at them. And then when I'm bad at a game, I'm just like, whoa.
It's
why?
A bad game. This yeah. game sucks. Not yeah, me.
Like,
it's the games that are
well,
bad,
like,
not
well,
me.
Why do I keep playing if I'm bad at it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wish you could get past that. Unfortunately, it is the biggest part of it. Because the whole idea is like loot and crazy guns and all this.
Because the loot part, I'm fine with it. I've played like Diablo and stuff like that. And, like,
yeah.
Cool,
so but... you get all these cool guns that do crazy things. And then also, it is very... it's an RPG as well, obviously. Mm-hmm. You're in XP. You spec your character throughout the entire game every time you level. And it is like fun and interesting to... pick those specs basically
right.
and create your own character, because it's like each character can be specced like 6 different ways to make it very diverse. So it's super fun.
I mean, it looks fun. I like a lot. I like the art style a lot and like the character designs, but
yeah, I'll probably end up buying it for Justin just so he'll play with me because that's how sad I am.
Well, I mean, if he can play Destiny, he can play Borderlands.
Every day for 5 years.
He plays Destiny a lot.
Yeah. Does he ever touch his Xbox?
I don't know. I have no way of telling.
Yeah,
so
because you never go over to his house
or
and...
have an Xbox to see if he's on.
Yeah,
I know he played. Last time I went there, he was playing Elite Dangerous, which looked fun,
mm-hmm.
but boring at the same time.
Sometimes when I kick up my 360 and all of the dust flies out, and then a single moth, I look at the system, and now, even though I know the Xbox One is set up similarly with like the tile system, because that's what Windows is, but now at this point, it kind of reminds me of the Blade system.
Again?
That was, yeah, because it just kind of seems outdated. Yeah, like their colors and everything just seem weird, whereas the Xbox One is like a sleeker version of it, because why wouldn't it be? But
the furthest I went with the Xbox dashboard was the one that went up. Like, after the Blades,
yeah,
that's the last one that I saw.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, because you got rid of yours to get a PS3,
yeah,
which was a good decision for you.
Yeah.
Because you didn't play any of the games that the rest of us played.
I played Gears 2.
Very reluctantly, it yeah seemed. You really hated it, but you had five friends to play with at the time, so.
Yeah.
So, that made it a lot more fun. Horde mode was really cool.
Horde mode was really fun.
Anyway, anything else that happened in your last week?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't think anything for me either. I think I'm going to...
I still might buy Yakuza 0, and I was going to start up Breath of Fire 4, but yeah, I couldn't find my Vita charger, so I was like, well, fuck.
You know who else can't? Anyone. So, moving on to This Week in News. Keep going. All right, now how we start every episode. More Nintendo news.
Oh, man.
So there's a couple things. One, they came out and they said, hey, don't worry, we're gonna still make 3DS games, which I think matters to you more than me, of course.
Yes, yes.
They said they don't really want to have the Switch, in their words, cannibalize the 3DS. But they also lied about when the Wii U stopped being in production. They lied about when they were going to end its life cycle.
They didn't lie. They just said, we're not going to stop it this year.
Well, no, here's the thing, because it's a giant company, they can never say it's a lie,
yeah,
because they have a great legal team, but they'll always say like, oh no, there's no plans for that. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, they're like, hey, the last one ever has been produced. Also, there's only one more game coming out.
Right. Like I wouldn't mind if they can get rid of the 3DS, it'd be okay, but as long as they don't replace it with the Switch.
Oh, so you mean you
like
would...
if they make another 3DS, handheld, I'd be cool with that. I'll buy
it'd be
that.
4D. It would have Smell-O-Vision.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so everything you... I just want to... You remember when Bomberman came out for the DS and you had to yell bomb?
Yeah.
And so you'd be at the airport and you'd get tackled. And instead, people just started blowing into it.
Yeah. Because
it was the same thing.
Because there was another game that did it.
Bomb!
Bomb! Was it Lunar Nights?
Maybe.
Yeah. You were supposed to whistle into the mic to make your character whistle to attract enemies.
Yeah.
But you can just blow on it.
Or yell bomb.
Yeah. Or yell bomb. Yeah. Or yeah, anything. Yell anything.
The only thing that I'm looking forward to when it comes to the end of the 3DS's lifespan is homebrewing without bands and all that stuff.
I mean, you could already do that with the regular 3D.
Yeah, but without ever going online ever again and all that.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to get online?
I'm going to get these hands to your fucking jaw, bro.
Catch these hands, son.
You see Wesley Snipes on Twitter this last week? He said something and someone said...
He's out of jail now?
He's been out of jail. See, this is... It's people
I don't
like
keep
you.
Keep up with the
it's
news.
It's people like you are the reason he said this. Someone told him to pay his taxes and he said, hey, Justin, come and catch these hands. No, he said, hey, Justin, come and catch these hands, tax free. And it was fucking great.
Well, like, because I know last time I heard, because he was doing software development, app development, right?
Was he?
I think so.
Wesley Snipes?
Yeah. I think he was making apps.
Probably wasn't like TurboTax or anything.
No, I think it was like mobile apps. But
mobile apps.
Mobile apps.
I'm glad you defined that. You dumb
you
motherfucker,
fucking bitch,
stupid shit. I'm glad this podcast is
glad
ending.
The Impaler. But what were we talking about?
The 3DS is still coming out with games.
Yeah.
Did you play? I don't think we really have a section for this. Did you play the? Oh fuck. While I think of this. The Fire Emblem mobile application game?
No, I didn't. My girlfriend's playing it, but I didn't really care much for it.
Yeah. I know I saw a thing where people are restarting it over and over and over to get a better character. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this, I think, with like Pokemon Go or something. People were doing weird stuff. And I just don't get it.
People like the Fire Emblem fandom's pretty cool. People really like the characters.
Yeah, but it just doesn't seem worth it to me.
Eh.
Maybe if I didn't, I'm not gonna continue.
Well, maybe if you liked like Fire Emblem a lot, like you know these people.
We also got some Wii U information.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Is it good?
No.
Are you sure? So, more games?
Yeah, more games. More game. So they said that the Wii U has sold approximately 13.5 million units to date. So that's in, what, the past 5 years? No, it's only been out for like 4 years.
Was it really?
Yeah, so it's only been out for about four years, and they've only sold 13.5 million units, which makes it their least successful console ever.
In the
history of Nintendo.
Right.
Like, the Game Boy Micro sold more than this.
Really?
I don't know if that's true. Because I think they kind of mixed together, you know, Game Boy Advance.
Right.
They might I think they separated the SP and the Game Boy, but I'm not really sure. It also had the smallest game library of any of their consoles.
I expected that.
How pathetic is... You remember when people talk about the N64 and then they go, oh, yeah, but like 64 games came out on it.
That'd be cool. Did 64 games
come out? No, it was a very small amount, though, that's comparatively.
That's a dedication. They're like, we're going to release this system called the N64.
We need to make sure that half of them are the exact same game with different skins in it. Also, we need a quarter of them to be Toy Story games.
Oh, man.
And then the another quarter of them need to be games that should have never come to 3D, but we kind of had to because we were new at this. So, yeah, the Wii U... I have what, so you like the Wii U?
Yeah.
You think you like it?
Well, I like certain things with it about it.
Yeah.
Like the games.
Yes. So you don't like the Wii U.
Well, it's just like in like it's
you
just
liked
the
that
Wii.
The Wii U. We I think we talked about this. You liked it as a means of conveyance for the games.
I like that. Yeah, I like that the Wii U exists because there are games that I like that are on it only for the Wii U.
I hate the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can go fuck itself. I think it is the worst console I've ever spent $300 on. And I think that Nintendo are a bunch of shills.
You spent $300 on it?
Probably $250.
Okay, I was about to say. Like, geez.
Yeah.
I didn't even buy it when it came out. I waited like 2 years.
Yeah. It was...
I got it on its way out, essentially.
It was always on its way out. From the time it came in stores, it was on its way out.
No, those 5 months were like, yeah, it's the time. These 5 months. And then after that, it's just...
Yeah, so they basically made the same amount of sales in their entire lifespan of that console that Sony made in its first month.
Oh.
Sony made like 18 million sales in like 1 month or something crazy like that. And then to date, they've made, I want to say, over 50 million units sold, maybe, as opposed to 13.5 million.
Fuck.
It really is a pathetic console. And I don't feel bad. I have like two games that ever interest me on it. I got it for other reasons, but God, I hate it so much. And then you sent me this. Tell me about the Splatoon 2 thing.
Which one?
I don't know. You just tell me all of it.
Splatoon 2 thing. What are you, the smartphone app?
And yeah, the voice chat? Sure.
That's not cool. It's just, it's just like, yeah, we expected that they're going to use the mobile app for chat.
Yeah. So I tried to look a little more into it, and the app, the whole concept confuses me, basically.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a Nintendo app, not a Splatoon app,
right,
but a Nintendo app that allows you to... So it has one cool thing, which is basically it seems you can, through the app and through social networks, you can ask people to join your party.
Right, right.
But then you also do the chat through that?
Yeah. It's like a WhatsApp or something like that that has like Wi-Fi calling, I assume.
Yeah, but then... So you have your party that you're talking to, but once you get into the game, and let's say in Splatoon 2,
mm-hmm,
you if it mixes up your teams or whatever, then you can only chat between your teams there.
Really?
Yeah, so you don't keep in contact with your party anymore. You keep in contact with your team.
See, what kind of bugs me is that I was kind of hoping there wasn't going to be any voice chat in Splatoon.
Really?
Yes.
Because you didn't want the hate?
No, just because there wasn't voice chat in Splatoon 2, in the original Splatoon.
Yeah, because...
And it was great.
Nintendo didn't support anything ever.
Because no one talked.
Yeah.
And then that would leave us with, oh, so we gotta, like, essentially read the other person. And then if you were with a good team, you'd be like, oh, cool, so now we're doing good because we can communicate just by what we have to do, our objective.
Yeah, but you have the option in every game ever to not talk,
mm-hmm,
and not listen.
Yeah.
So,
but like a lot of the times you need to talk,
uh-huh,
in certain games, like Overwatch. I know people say that if you talk,
yeah,
it helps.
Yeah.
With Splatoon, it was better that way.
I never listen to people in games, like, maybe ever, no matter what I'm playing. I don't want to hear you. Here's the thing, everybody. If I'm playing a game with you, shut up. But the app seems really stupid. I don't like if it is all really done through the app, then what am I paying for?
Dad, that's what I was wondering. Like, the other thing that we have on here is the price for the online service, right?
The approximate cost of it. Yeah.
It's like $30. It won't go higher than $30, he said, right?
Yeah, so they said at least in Japan it'll cost between $17.50 USD and $26.50 USD.
So you're paying around that just for online play, and that I assume the chat service.
Yeah, which is part of the online service. Right. Yeah. So
that's it.
And the
free
rental came
yeah.
from 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's all they've announced. And this thing comes out in less than 2 months now.
Yeah. And then a lot of those features won't even be on the online to begin with.
What do you mean?
Some of those features.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to come later. But I mean, how can you... This is like straight up PS3 era stuff where you're coming out with a console with hardly anything figured out.
Right.
You're just like, we got to get this out
so
here.
So like, I don't know what's going on. Like, is there someone yelling at them to like get it out as fast as possible?
No, I just don't think.
Is there someone yelling at the development guys going, hey, we can, there's other things we can do. We don't have to do it this way. And they're like, eh, fuck, you're whatever.
I just think they don't care about the online service. I think everything that they haven't given more detail about, I don't think they give a shit about that.
Right.
I think they really care about getting this out, saying, hey, you remember how people liked Wii Sports for 3 weeks? And trying to recapture that gold where people just went out and bought Wii's because people thought the bowling was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just want to do that. They, like we talked about, they don't care about competing.
Right.
That's not what they're there for. But unfortunately, you have to. Like, it's just that.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, I don't care about the online at all.
Yeah.
But I feel like you need it, at least now in these times.
I do care about it. I think that would obviously bring in a huge audience.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care about it personally, as in, like, I don't play online most of the time.
Yeah.
But, like, nowadays you need it.
But, I mean, let's say we both, me, you, and Justin got Switches, right?
Right.
It'd be great to play Splatoon 2 together mm-hmm. and have everything function like how it has in Xbox Live and, you know, PS Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they care about that.
No.
And also, if I'm paying for their service, but it's working through my phone, then it's
weird.
It's so dumb. It's not even weird. It's just stupid.
Like, I wonder if they thought it was a good idea or not.
For what?
For that, the app.
Again,
like, why didn't they look at, like, did they see the, like, the party stuff that the PS4 has? Like, that's fucking stupid. Let's make it a phone app because people use their phones nowadays.
I can't imagine. Like, they have to have, it's Nintendo. It's a major company. They have to have super smart people in there. Like, whose mouth has duct tape on it right now? That's like, no, let's have it fully incorporated into the console itself. And I could see, so if you told me at home, let's say I have it docked and everything, right? If you told me, oh, when it's docked, it works just like your Xbox or your PS4
right.
in terms of you can invite people to a party on there, play a game with them. And then you said when it's undocked, you have to use the app because that's the only way, you know? You're always you're always connected through 4G LTE. But then again, if you're doing that, you'd have to be on Wi-Fi just to play with other people. So that I just talked myself out of it. It makes no sense.
So I don't know why this reminds me of this situation, but I think last year I was playing my PS3, and that doesn't have good voice chat, does it?
The PS3?
Yeah, like a party system.
Not great.
So
the 360 is the first one that did it right.
I was playing it, and then Justin sent me a party invite.
Yeah.
To talk with him and some of his friends. And I was like, well, I can't use the PS3 one because my controller doesn't have the headphone thingy.
Yeah.
So I used my Vita
yeah.
to party. And I was like, this works kind of.
Yeah.
But then I stopped talking. So.
And that's another thing. You got to think the Vita has freaking party chat.
Yeah.
And now you're coming out with a console in 2017 in less than 2 months. And they don't. God. I don't know. Are you still really gonna buy it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the other thing.
Not at launch, but yeah.
I think we skipped right past it.
Yeah.
They said that they are going to sell it from a profit. The Nintendo Switch, sell it at a profit from launch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a console that doesn't have any of the infrastructure
right.
really announced yet. Mm-hmm. And they even said, hey, you're going to get this online service for free while we figure it out.
Right.
Like, they've already said, hey, we're not going to have everything there from the beginning. And it's not like it's in a beta program where we have something set and then we're going to add to it. It's like, no, we're still building something. You're going to come in, we're going to give you Excitebike, and then you're going to chill out for 3 months while we figure out how to make this not stupid.
Okay.
And then you also don't, if you're selling it from, like, from a profit at the start, which is fine, like, the PS4 sold at a profit.
Right.
From the beginning. Like, it was one of the first consoles in a long time to sell at a profit. PS3, obviously, when it dropped down from, like, $600 or whatever, it sold at a loss. Like, consoles are typically loss leaders, which means you're going to make it all up on the back end. Accessories and hard, I mean, and software, of course. And now they're making money. And they should, because that was a full-fledged console from the beginning. When you got a PS4, everything was set up. You know what I mean?
Right.
PS Plus, the PS Store, and everything was set up. But they can't even add the fucking charging grip? So you're telling me you're making money off of this, but you can't even give me the charging grip,
right,
so
right.
I have to buy that separately. Like, that just seems... They really are just sort of nickel and diming people.
Yeah. But they're selling at a profit, and I think that's mostly just the hype train, like, selling it, you know what I mean? Like, the people that pre-ordered and all that stuff that are still like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great, and that's what's going to sell at a profit, but it can still just immediately go down.
Yeah, I mean, I think the console as a whole is going to tank, but I'm saying each individual console sold is making them money.
I don't think it will.
What do you mean?
I don't think it will tank.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's not making a profit. I was this is what this whole thing is about.
No, I don't think it'll tank. I don't think it'll be as good as any of the other ones, but I don't think it'll tank.
As good as any of the other ones?
As the other consoles.
So you think it's going to be worse than the Wii U?
No.
No?
No, I don't think it's going to be worse than the Wii U.
I think that this...
It's been between the Wii U and the Wii.
Yeah.
Hopefully a little better than the Wii. That way it makes more money and it has like more life than the Wii U, and then also more life than the Wii. But
The problem is, I think, if this... I think at most, this will sell as good as the Wii U. At most.
I think it'll sell more than the Wii U.
So, I don't. Just okay, flat
no,
out.
No, that's cool.
And I get where you're coming from, too, because there is all this hype behind
right,
it,
right.
More so than there was for the Wii U. And that's because even people who are hardcore gamers were still kind of confused by the idea of the Wii U as opposed to the Wii, you know?
Yeah.
So that kind of made everything weird. But I guess what I'm getting at is, if they sell as many as the Wii U, which means, hey, we were just as profitable as their last system, or their last system fucking tanked. So that means nothing. If they sell the same amount, or even if they sold double, it still tanks.
Right.
So there's nowhere to go.
Like, I'm sure it'll do good.
It's kind of like if you got an F in class and you're like, oh, as long as I get twice as much, like I have a 30%.
Okay. A's.
No, you're like, I got a 30% in this class. Now I can just double that to 60, and they're like, yeah, dude, that's still an F.
A 60 is an F?
Yeah, bro.
I thought the 50 was an F. I thought the 60 was a D.
No, if they do that, they switch to that grade scale for dumb kids.
I think they did.
You remember toward the end of high school, they were like, well, A is 90 to 100. So it was like 10% for each thing.
I think they still do that in college now, too.
I mean, I don't know. Did you go to college?
Yes.
How'd that work out for you?
I'm going back this fall.
Are you really?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Visual arts.
Okay,
or not visual
cool.
arts. Visual communications, which is visual arts.
But... I think I'm going to do something similar, actually. I'm going to blow my fucking brains out in the garage. Anyway.
Well, you got to do it on a canvas. If not, it's not art.
That's true. No, very excited for you. I'm glad you're doing that,
yeah.
If that's what you want to do. I would say, if anything, if you drop out again...
Mm-hmm.
I would just not do it again.
I was about to say canvas and the fucking
yeah.
Magnum.
No, I would just say anyone who wants to go to college. No, I think, don't get me wrong, I think college for the most part is totally worthless unless you're going to be like a nuclear physicist or something.
Yeah.
But
nuclear
even then, like STEM jobs, it's hard to get a job in that. But I unfortunately know, and this is, I would love for you to be amazing at like graphic art and stuff so that we can use it to my advantage.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's,
but,
well, that's what I'm doing is so
yeah.
I can use it to my advantage.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is I know maybe, and this is just a gross estimate, and this is of, let's say in the past year I've met, 5,000 new people.
Right.
4,995 of them were graphic designers. Right. So that's the hard part. Like when it comes to actually getting a job, what I did is that worked for me in terms of like getting higher and higher paying jobs is being white and being a liar.
Right. So eventually I should become white.
I think if you continue to stay inside as you do,
then farmer stand's going away. So
is it?
I think so.
So nope. What I do is I've gotten multiple jobs lying about having a degree. Mm-hmm.
That's what I've started doing too.
Yeah, because they're not going to check you. And then, you know, so just lie is all I
told them I was a doctor.
Yeah, and then you perform surgery yeah. on someone. But you're just a veterinarian. So it was close.
I'd rather kill a human.
Yeah, I know, right? I think that every single day.
I considered being a veterinarian, but then I saw how many years you have to go to school for that. And I was like, man, it's the same as a doctor.
Yeah, same as a doctor. But you can do a lot of cool stuff. It's not just like dogs and cats.
Lizards.
Horses, lizards, squirrels, whatever.
Squirrels.
No, people bring in squirrels. There are like specific shelters for like squirrels and other rodents and everything to bring them back. Mm. It's real weird. Bring them back to life, actually. But kudos to you. We'll talk about this a little more off air. So I guess before we move on from Nintendo, I would say this. Nintendo, listen. Nintendo, anyone who's not Nintendo, stop listening right now. But Nintendo, this is from me to you. Look, I was too young when the NES came out. You know, I couldn't really appreciate it. Then the Super Nintendo came out, and I was just the right age. And I said, you know what? I love this. And it got me into gaming. And then the N64 came out. And Game Boys came out. And I was like, this is great. This is only growing my love for everything. And then you shit the bed. And the thing is, look, we've all shit the bed before. We've all done that. But guess what? Some of us get up. And we wipe. And we continue on with our day. But you keep shitting the bed. And now the bed is just shit. And there's not enough wiping that you can do to get that shit off of you. Now you're going to live in shit. Okay, everyone who's not Nintendo can come back.
This PSA brought to you by Sony.
Yeah, this was paid by Sony. Sony would give me $1 to say that, and I'd be like, yeah, sure. They'd give me $1 and...
just so we could say, we've been sponsored by Sony. Yeah.
Oh. No, they would give me $1 and, for some reason, a bunch of physical copies of The Playroom, which comes preloaded on your PS4, and no one has ever played.
PlayStation Home.
Oh, maybe we'll talk about it toward the end. Anyway.
Really? Is it back? Are we getting Second PlayStation Life Home? On PS4?
Yeah, that would be cool, kind of. But as PS Home turned to show us, no, it wouldn't. Final Fantasy. Tell me about Final Fantasy, brah.
Man, they're thinking of coming out with more Final Fantasy games.
Aren't they always thinking that? Isn't that the point?
I found a thread in my shirt, and it's just going. It's coming more.
Oh, my God. The back of your shirt is fading away.
Is it really? Oh!
Please.
In that episode of fucking Edit and Eddie where they took out Jimmy's outline and he fell into a...
Yep.
Got it.
That's right. We're millennials here.
All right.
So Final Fantasy.
Oh yeah, it's they're coming with more.
Jesus they showed Christ. Be the professional the here.
Promotional art for Final Seven. Fantasy VII.
That looks exciting.
It does.
I will miss their weird Popeye arms.
I am disappointed that it's not turn-based.
Oh, is it really not? Oh, so they're like changing Kingdom the structure Heart-ish. Of the fighting?
I think it's more like 13 or okay. 15, not 13.
Did you see 12? They're doing the remake of 12 as well.
Zodiac Age.
Which apparently, I think you told me it was good, but it was completely off of my radar.
12.
Okay, someone told me it was good.
But I heard it was good.
Yeah. I think they're already getting too big for their britches at this point.
Oh, yeah,
so
definitely.
They 15 came out, and they said, we need this to survive.
Well, they had other like Final Fantasy 15 announcements too. Like they had like the DLC that's coming out, like the DLC Gladiolus.
Gladiolus. Sure.
Gladio's DLC story.
Yeah, is that still not out?
I don't think so, no.
They also came out with that fix for chapter 13, which yeah, people hated more than I thought.
I need to try that out.
Yeah.
But I had to get all the way to chapter 13.
Yeah, you can't do like chapter select, no. Can you?
They also had the Choco Moogle Festival.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
Did you, this is, I'm going to take a step back. Okay, tell me about that first.
It was just a little festival where you do little mini games.
Little
mini games.
I read an article a little while back about this guy who capped out his Final Fantasy, who's the main guy?
Noctis.
So he capped out Noctis, and I guess maybe his whole party, before he started the game. So he would grind until he would get everyone maxed out, and right. then he would continue the rest of the game as like a god, basically.
Right.
And he said he'd been doing this since like the SNES days.
Wow.
Where he just grinds on the first part, just walking in circles like Pokemon in the grass, making stuff pop up, and then grinding like that. And he did that for about 60 hours before he capped out, and then he played through the rest of the game super quick, basically.
Wow.
Pretty insane. But they had some successful Final Fantasy 15. Which they desperately needed. Mm-hmm. And then they got it, so they were like, all right, guys, let's hop on this fucking gravy yeah, train, bruh.
I mean, also, Kingdom Hearts is coming, so
yeah.
I think.
They're trying to like get the hype even more and go yeah. on with that. So they were already coming out with the 7 remake, and then they just recently announced the 12 remake.
It's just, I think it's just the...
Is it just a port?
HDFI, yeah.
Yeah, port. So it's a remaster.
Yeah.
And then... I don't know. I don't think they should be doing this.
I don't know. Square Enix is weird to me. Do you, like, just them.
I wouldn't be opposed to a new Tactics.
I've never played Tactics. I own three copies of it.
Oh my god, stop bragging.
Because I have the Game Boy... Well, I have Tactics Advance, which yeah. I don't think it's the same one, is it? I think it's a different story.
Yeah, and then there's the Tactics yeah. Lion.
It's contagious.
The Tactics Lion Head thing for like the PSP or whatever.
That's just a remake of the PS1
yeah.
version.
So it's a whole thing. I'm not opposed to that. You remember that one about, wasn't there a Tactics on GameCube?
The Crystal Chronicles?
Crystal Chronicles, yeah.
Was it really a Tactics
game? I don't know, but I remember Crystal... It was definitely different than the rest of the series.
Wow.
But I remember very much liking that. And I remember nothing about it, but I just remember liking it. Probably because I had a GameCube.
This is the first time I've probably said the name of that game in like 10 years.
I'm going to... Oh, shit. I'm going to look up Crystal Chronicles while you're talking. But, I mean, so they're still supporting the... apps on iPhone,
mm-hmm.
there are like two or three.
Oh, right, I forgot.
There's
about
Record
that.
Keeper, and then there's Exodia.
So
or whatever.
I don't know if they make. I don't think they do. There's this app called Grand Blue Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's a pretty good mobile game. I don't know if they do that or if it's another company that does. But I've heard it's super good, and I've been watching the anime for that, and the animation's great. But I don't know. They're mobile game. I tried to download Exvius.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what it's called.
I didn't like it. Nope. Mobius. I tried downloading that, and they were like, oh, well, we need 5 gigs. And I was like,
you constantly have a struggle of the amount of storage on your phone.
I have so much music.
Please take it off. You're not listening to all
of
it.
I'm listening to all of them. I run out of podcasts to listen to, so then I just listen
to
music.
How many podcasts do you subscribe to?
Here, let me check.
I already know I'm subscribed to 68 podcasts.
I'm subscribed to less than that.
Okay.
But
and you run out of them. That's insane.
I listen to all of them and then I catch up. And they all release on Tuesday. So I listen to all of them on Tuesday.
You listen to 50 podcasts on Tuesday?
Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jose, I think everyone should know Jose is a big fucking liar. And somehow he works a job where he can listen to 60 hours of podcasting in one day. Oh, 28.
Yeah.
Let me see what you got there. Let me see if you got anything good. All right, you're subscribed to us, so that's half of our listener base there. I can't believe you don't do it by name. You just have this all out there, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a disaster.
I'm a disaster?
Yeah. Who else would be?
I don't need to order anything. I know where everything's at.
Yeah, but you don't have to. It just does it.
I don't have to do that.
You just click that, and it does the sort order. I didn't even change anything. I just showed you the menu.
That's fine like that. Because I would just get on and then just click where I am used to the things. Yeah, I can do this with my eyes closed now.
I can't. So this is all of mine here.
Yeah, well, you have way more.
Yeah, because...
I have like 20...
I'm a man of the people.
But also, by the way, I'm sure you'd be proud of me, but I started listening to Comedy Bang Bang and Spontaneous Nation again.
Yeah, they're both very good podcasts. Yes,
I just couldn't catch up.
Yeah, no, you didn't listen. You mean you didn't listen to the back catalog of 300?
Well, I've done that before. I've done that at Bombcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Oh, my God. That's so many hours.
I caught up.
And it used to be called Arrow Pointing Down.
Was it?
Yeah.
I also caught up to all of the Rooster Teeth episodes when back when they were called Drunk Tank.
Jesus Christ. Okay. So anything else about Final Fantasy?
No.
If they can keep making high quality stuff like 15, then I'm totally fine with it.
Want something else.
Like a different Square Enix?
Like a Secret of Mana remake.
I don't think that's going to happen.
There was a fan remake coming out, and then they shut it down.
Mm.
It looked great.
There's also a couple people made a prequel to Metroid.
Huh.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Apparently it's very good, too. I have not played it, but I've watched a little bit of it. Okay, so moving on to your favorite.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah, and the Krab Maga.
Krab Maga.
So Jose's learning Blanks. To fight Billy Blanks.
Is it Blanks or Blakes?
Banks? I don't know. You talking about Ty Bo guy?
Is that Ty Bo?
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
Krab Maga. So Pokemon. Have you gone back to it at all?
Nope.
You kind of don't give a shit.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah.
I'll go back to it eventually.
You know who else doesn't?
Who?
I don't know. Apparently a lot of people still play it.
Yeah. Well, I heard Sun and Moon was one of the best ones, and I was like, eh.
Me. So they... And this is all because of you.
Yeah,
because
I stopped.
No, this is all because of you. They successfully completed a global mission.
And coincidentally, is after I stopped.
I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Because you are the reason that they failed, the first two. And now you succeeded, so good job, man. Yeah. So what did you do to help this?
Catch a million... trade a million Pokemon through...
global trade, yeah. Whatever.
So,
yeah, people did it. People are trading their Pokemon with dumb names, and they're tricking people like me.
What did you get, Scott?
I got a Pinsir named Kenny.
That's a great name for a Pinsir.
No, it's not. His name should be either three names for Blake. Any Pokemon. Chandler. Chandelier.
There's a Pokemon named Chandelure.
Is it really?
Yeah,
is he
cool.
A mix between it? He's a Digimon, probably.
Kind of.
I feel like over time, whenever the...
You remember Candlemon?
Yes.
Kind
of
like
that's
that.
What I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So I think the more and more you get into like the new generations, the more they look like Digimon.
Yeah.
And also it's interesting
they
that like...
They start getting more metallic. And...
The original Digimon, or like the main cast Digimon, were like, you know, a tiny dinosaur, a tiny like weird seal thing, or a weird bear thing. And then they were like, I don't know, fucking Candlemon.
Yeah. Well, Chandelure is cool. That one's
Dormon,
like
it's a door that closes and all that. I love Digimon.
A lot of the more like mechanical looking ones are the weird ones that look like Digimon. They're like ghost Pokemon.
Mechagurumon
was fucking cool.
Man, those are
the
all
new
fucking...
order one apparently is really good.
Let me say this word that people don't say anymore. Mechagurumon? He's fucking flame, bro.
He's fucking flame, dude.
I feel worse about that than pretending.
You should get the new Digimon game.
I should probably get Cyber Sleuth.
Next order.
Fuck you.
Did you like the Digimon World games?
Hold on.
No. Did you like the Digimon World games?
I didn't play any of those.
Then never mind that.
I think your tablet's about to die, buddy.
My tie? Oh, it's,
you better hope we make it through this podcast. We got an hour left. We got an hour left up in this bitch. You know we did 2 hours last week?
Did we? Really?
2 hours, 3 minutes.
I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, it was one of our worst episodes.
Was it really?
I don't know. Probably.
But it was at 20%. So, I mean, now it's at 15.
And then the other thing with Pokemon is Pokemon Go became the fastest app to reach $1 billion in revenue. Not in downloads, in actual revenue.
Whoa.
That's insane.
Is it?
Yeah, so the only thing...
Is it Scott?
Oh, my God. I quit. We're done. Everybody, this is the last episode. Bye. They were the quickest to do it. Clash Royale has been out for almost a year, and they've gotten to like 856 million or something. And it's just absurd. So I played Pokemon Go for 15 minutes. I downloaded it day one. Of course, there were all those server issues. And then when you did get into it, I played for 15 minutes, realized we don't live in a neighborhood conducive to not
You're
getting
fucking
murdered.
Telling me I have to walk?
And walking wouldn't be bad. So there's like, if I was still in Chicago, I'd be like, great, I'm walking around anyway, I'm gonna do it. But here it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna take a walk around the block to a gas station. Someone is going to either offer me crack or offer me something else while they're on crack.
Right.
And then I'm going to get stabbed in the belly for a Rattata?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of worth it.
I played it for 2 weeks. And
straight. Didn't sleep.
No, it was great. No, I just went to the canal.
Okay, that's
a lot
fair.
Of Magikarp.
Yeah. We caught them all.
Which is good.
All splashing.
Because you can just turn them into candy and then just get a
I want candy. Did you see the guy who was streaming Pokemon Go and got robbed?
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's scary.
Yeah, here's my thing. I got robbed before. Was not playing Pokemon Go. I remember, so I got robbed at gunpoint and ran. And as I was running, totally out of breath and with pee in my pants, I was saying, I'm so fucking glad I wasn't playing a children's video game right now. Where else I would have been destroyed.
The dumb thing about that is, like, every time someone gets mugged because they were playing Pokemon Go and stuff, I wouldn't tell them that, like, the news that I was playing Pokemon Go.
I wouldn't tell anyone I got mugged. I'd be like, I dropped it down the toilet and then I flushed it.
And then the toilet held me at gunpoint and I ran.
At certain points, they've made as much as $2.5 million per day.
Shit.
And all I could think about was, do you remember Flappy Bird?
Yeah.
That was big. Yeah. That guy was making like $125,000 a day from ad revenue. And then he said, hey, this is ruining people's lives. I got to take it down. And he took it down. And I was like, bro.
Bruh.
I would kill for $125,000.
I think he had enough.
Every 4 years. You can never have enough.
Apparently he could. And he realized that money doesn't buy you happiness. So he was like, I'm going to shut it down with all my billions of dollars.
He never had billions. But he certainly billions. Had hundreds of thousands. Imagine if you came out with an app that you were like, I'm just trying this out. And then you woke up the next day and Google Ad Server or whatever said, hey, you have $150,000 in your account. You would do two things. You would shit your pants, and then you would take the kitty litter out of your mouth and tell your girlfriend.
And then use it to soak up the poop.
Okay, let's not be gross.
Too late.
So I would kill for that. So I'm probably, what I think I'm going to do in the next like year or so is develop create a app. Killer app, that everyone will love, and it will have a third screen experience.
Experience.
And I'll make $125,000 a day for the next 6 months, and then I'll blow my brains out in the garage. Anyway, you guys have garages out there? Send us in pictures of your garage doors.
I'll rate them from 10 to 20.
11. Okay, any more Pokemon news besides jealousy over how much money they're making?
Nope.
Okay, so next up is the PS4 4.5 beta.
I'm so excited for that.
So we'll save the most important one to the end.
Yes, the wallpapers, right?
Yes. So, one, you can do 3D Blu-rays on PSVR.
Yep.
That's cool. If I was like, oh, I really need to vomit and
I feel like watching a movie,
I don't want to shove my finger down my throat, then I'll throw that on. The notifications, instead of being all those individual tabs, which never really bothered me, but so if you want your notifications, it's like downloads, uploads, all that stuff. Now that's just going to go into one thing, which I hate for the fact that I don't want every time I come on, PlayStation's like, hey, there's an event, and you can't turn those off.
Really?
Yeah. You can turn off the notification, but it still exists in that list.
Do I just have games that don't have events?
No, it's not about games, it's about the PlayStation. It has nothing to do with. Yeah, you do. Everyone does. You cannot shut them off.
The events.
No, we'll talk about that later. Okay, it's not important.
Confused.
They're also doing a refresh for the quick menu, the little side menu that pops up, which I already liked, but now it's going to take up less of the screen, and it's also going to make parties and such quicker to access, so kudos to them. That's good. I think maybe they're learning from Xbox a little bit. Because people tend to really like that system, I think.
They're getting rid of Snap, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're supposedly replacing it with something better, hopefully.
Hot trash.
So I at least knew one person who would watch Futurama on Netflix while playing a game.
I can do that.
Yeah, I would love to. I used to do this really weird thing back when I played Twilight Princess specifically, where I would watch a DVD of South Park and have the audio from the DVD player hooked up to the TV, so the white and yellow, or the red and yellow, and then I would, red and white. Anyway, and then I'd have the video from the GameCube going to the TV. So as I'm playing Zelda, I'm listening to South Park. So I was ahead of the game. Also, people could tell me that I had Asperger syndrome, which was not far off. And custom wallpapers, as you mentioned, which you've done before. You did that on your PS3. I've never really cared, but I probably will now because they've also kind of changed how your boxes and such appear on screen.
Can I color them now for them to actually match?
I don't know. They didn't really go too in depth with that. They just said you can make adjustments. I'm assuming like opacity and stuff.
Okay.
Where you can.
That works too.
Yeah, that's also nice, right? Because then you can fade it out a little
fucking,
bit.
It's blue and my background's red.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, because you can only really get those dynamic themes that change it up.
Which I own a few.
I have the Halloween one. Anyway. So, and then last but certainly not least, external hard drive support.
I'm so excited for that.
I know you are. And of course, this comes mere months after I upgraded my internal hard drive.
Because they're so cheap. They're cheaper, right?
Either way.
I found like a 5 terabyte one for $110.
Yeah. So the thing is, the internal, I think, only supports up to 2 terabytes.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that one supports up to 8.
Yes. So the external supports up to 8. That's nuts.
It's fucking insane.
So that'll keep you going for another year and a half.
I'm just going to buy digital games now.
Really?
This is great.
So I don't do that because I get a discount on all of my games, which I've offered many times for you to go through me and save so much money. Especially
I hate going through you.
You buy 3 times as many games as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And you could save.
But I just feel like it's
so
a bother like telling you every time I get a game, because I get at least, it sounds kind of like a lie, 2 to 3 games a month.
Uh-huh.
And that just seems like a lie to me, but it's around 2 months.
Okay.
But
I believe you.
But it's just like, oh fuck. But then I also have to wait for the game to come out, grab the game, come back, install the game.
Yeah.
Or I can just download it and it'll download 2 days before it's playable.
Yeah.
And then it'll be fully patched and ready to go.
For me, I'm willing to save $15 and do all of that myself. Also, free shipping. It takes maybe 25 minutes for it to download, and then I'm good to go. As in, once you to install the disc.
Fuck, dude! Freaking Final Fantasy 15 took. It was like a 7 gig patch.
Yeah, but your internet still works in
that,
kilobits.
I also have like it's mostly RPGs that have those large patches.
That's not true. Every single game has
7 gigs?
Patches now. Dude, like
plus the installation of the game?
Yeah.
Really?
Like I'm talking
what's the last
what's the last like full game I bought? So obviously The Witcher had a huge patch, but that's an RPG.
Gigs.
And then no, but you can get a shooter like Titanfall had like an 11 gig day one patch. Like that's common for everything.
That
if
sucks.
Anything, I would say RPGs generally have like you said around like 7 gigs or so.
Right.
And meanwhile, if I get Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, that's like 15 gigs out of the box, out of the case.
Surprisingly, Berseria, the file size for that's like 5 gigs.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's also an extremely linear RPG.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily bad.
No, it's not bad. It's just it's a Tales game. All Tales games are like this.
Yeah, unless it's an RPG, I can keep track of my tasks on my quests on really easily. I don't like when there are too many branches because then I kind of get lost. I hate it.
You need to play WoW.
Do I? Because I can keep track of everything.
And you can download what do you call it? Like little mods to keep everything in order for you, and then you can have it however you want.
Do you think that on consoles they'll ever come out with like a killer MMO?
Final Fantasy 14.
That's not it.
It's not
obviously.
Killer?
No, I mean like something along the lines of WoW. Like WoW had at any point in WoW's history, even now when you can say maybe the subscription ship or whatever is on the decline, at any point in WoW's history they've had way more subscribers than
I've just heard that Final Fantasy 14 is really good.
Yes,
on
but
both consoles
but it's not bringing anyone in like with WoW, you know.
Is WoW bringing people in?
Like I said, at this point, they're probably getting fewer and fewer at the time.
Honestly,
but I'm saying
they just got their base subscriber right now. Like,
even with that, you're probably looking at 10 times the base.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That is. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, like,
14
has a good amount of people playing.
But I'm telling you, it's still a tenth of what WoW has.
Yeah, but no
shit. That's
what
I'm saying is, do you think they're ever going to have something like that on the consoles? Do
no.
you think they could release World of Warcraft for the consoles?
No.
You don't think so?
No. There's too much going on with WoW now.
But I mean, kind of in the same way that they, like, obviously they couldn't just port it, but do you think they would rebuild WoW essentially from the ground up for consoles?
No.
I don't think
people
it'll happen with WoW.
People have
been
asking for the vanilla servers back for WoW, and they're not going to get them back.
Yeah. But I think they could, I don't know, I would certainly play it on consoles.
You should play it on a PC, it's better.
Okay, you want to buy me a PC?
No, you can run it on your fucking Mac.
My Mac can barely run Audacity, bro.
Really? Mine can run WoW, and it's from 2009.
This is 6 years old.
Mine's 7 years old.
And it's not a PC.
And it's true.
Is it? It works fine. It actually works fine with Audacity, but my...
Because my old Dell, the Latitude, yeah. D620, could run WoW.
Shout out to Dell. They gave Jose 11 cents.
And a shitty broken computer.
That's true. Okay. We actually skipped something, so I'm going to take a step back to the ZeniMax Oculus Rift lawsuit.
So, shit, dude.
So it's Bethesda's parent company, ZeniMax. They were awarded $500 million in damages because of misappropriated trade secrets and violation of a non-disclosure agreement.
Right.
And they actually claimed $3.5 billion in damages, and they were awarded 1/7 of that at $500 million. Which is $500 million,
that's a
Jose.
Shame.
I know. So I know a while back people were like, this is the case that could kill the VR industry, which isn't the case.
No.
But if they do continue, so right now, Facebook and Oculus, they plan to appeal, so they don't have to pay that, or at least have to pay a much lower cost.
Yes, $400 million.
Yeah, which is still a decent chunk of money. Not to Facebook, but don't do the Dr.
Too late.
So, and then, yeah, so they plan to appeal, but it also appears that ZeniMax's legal team is going to try to go even further and say that because of the violation of...
Oh, the... Yeah. Sorry, I forgot what I was about to say.
That was a good... No, thanks for interrupting that.
I was going to say something, but I was like, I forgot the word. Scott, keep going.
Yeah, that was a great tangent for you. Thank you. But they plan to say that because of those misappropriated trade secrets... that they have violated copyright, mm-hmm. and they will try to get the Oculus pulled from the shelves.
Damages, that's what I wanted to say.
God, I said that like five times.
Yeah, but I didn't say it.
So they basically are saying that because of the sort of code system that's included with the Oculus Rift, that they will claim copyright infringement and then try to get that pulled from the shelves, at least until that is restructured, I guess. And there's already a lot of sort of, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff behind Oculus and Facebook. So obviously people feel how they feel about Facebook.
Right.
All the people who complain and then still use it.
Right.
Which is mostly everyone. And then there's Palmer Luckey, who was a big
neo-Nazi.
Part of this case, who's a neo-Nazi. Yeah, so there's already a lot of stuff behind this. And honestly, from what I see, the Oculus went from being sort of the top dog to really not.
I've heard that the vibe's a lot better.
It is. The unfortunate thing is the cost.
$900.
Yeah, so it costs more than the Oculus. Not too much more.
Well, for the Oculus, you still need like a banging PC too, don't you?
Well, and you
like
do for the Vive.
Well, specific specs for the Oculus.
Yeah, I guess so. But either way, you're still spending a ton of money for either of them.
But I mean, if
you don't have it already,
nice-ass computer, I'm sure you can afford a Vive, right?
I'm sure some people save up for years. So, yeah, like I'm sure if you told me now you wanted to build a great PC, you'd be like, all right, in 3 years, I know exactly what I'm doing.
You can do it right now.
Oh, I could, yes,
and get a Vive.
Yeah, so this is
Vive.
A good reason to bring it up. So they're actually coming out with two PSVR bundles coming up. One of them with VR Worlds and the other one with some other that Rush of Blood Until Dawn on Rails shooter, which is garbage.
I heard it was good.
No, you were wrong.
Until Dawn was good. I heard that game was better than the base game because the base game was just a walking simulator for shits.
No, the VR Worlds, I looked at it. It's just like a collection of mini games, of course. But I would still pick that. But so you get in that bundle, you get PSVR, and I could be leaving something off. I don't have this list in front of me, but PSVR, two Move controllers, the camera, and the game for $500. Whereas PSVR alone is $400. Two Move controllers is $100, so that's your $500 there, and then you're basically getting the camera and the game for free.
How much is just the camera? Not the camera, though. Well, how much is just the headset?
So let's rewind to when I said that.
Yes.
$400.
$400 just for the headset?
Just for the headset, yes.
And I can get a bundle for $500?
Yes.
That's a better deal.
That's a great deal.
Because, like, what if I already have two Move controllers?
Well, then now you're going to have four.
cool.
So it really is a pretty great deal. But so with Oculus came out and people were like, this is going to be the future, which is why Facebook bought it for $1 billion. Is that right?
That was a lot of money.
$1 or $2 billion, which is a very big discrepancy. But they bought it for a ton of money. Yeah, and since then, the Vive, a lot of people really love the touch controllers for that and love where that's going. And then the PSVR, of course, actually has the largest user base because it's PlayStation. So
there's the Oculus, the Vive, and there's something else, right?
There's Galaxy VR, which is more of a phone thing. Yeah. It's not really in the same market, but it's something. It's a lot of like Google Maps and stuff like that.
Gear VR, that's what it's called.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of in its own field, but interesting nonetheless.
I mean, if I had the money, I'd go for the Vive.
But I think ZeniMax is on the right side. Like they really did have all of this information beforehand. They got moved over to Facebook when they acquired Oculus,
right?
And I don't blame them. Plus, I like Bethesda, kind of. I don't know. I get them off and on, but they make good games, and then they
shit. I'm gonna
stop it. Okay, and. In our last little bit today, GameStop.
Shit, dude.
They're a bunch of fucking lawyers. So you've been lucky enough to... You worked retail once, right?
Yeah.
So you've been lucky enough to not really be in like a high-pressure sales environment. Right.
Have I lied to people? Yes, I have.
Well, you lie to people on a daily basis. Yeah. You tell people you're happy. You tell your girlfriend you love her. You go to work and
that's where she left me.
You go to work
she
and
found out,
and you pretend that you're satisfied with life. And then
I can do this more.
Yeah, I can do this. I can do this forever until I would like to die doing this.
Yeah,
that's a fun thing is that we will never retire. Well, here's the thing, I'll retire. To the afterlife. You'll never retire, and then you'll die doing whatever job you are. When you finally get
I'm gonna be a farmer.
When you finally get a graphic design job when you're 74 years old, because the rest have died.
I have no plans to get a graphic design job.
So what are you gonna do?
I don't know. Fucking
draw. Are you like, I just want to learn this stuff?
I just want to learn, but while I'm learning, I also want a piece of paper that said I went to
college.
I was gonna
say, because I feel like I've thought about going and really learning coding, and then I know so many people who've just learned it from home. So I'm like, you could do that with graphic design, but you want a piece of paper that
a
$40,000 piece of paper.
I also want to, I guess not, I wouldn't say compete, but I guess it really is, go to class
and be better than people.
Well, either that or see who. People that are better than me, mm-hmm. and then me going, well, I need to get better so I can do that. And
that's
stuff
fair.
Like that. And because I feel like that would motivate me more if I have someone going, hey, I'm better than you, essentially. Instead of just me being here and be like, yeah, I'm the best in this house.
I say that to you all the time. So with GameStop, they have a program called the Circle of Life, which is, you know, sort of behind the scenes thing. They don't tell that to customers. My point being with you, you worked at Hobby Lobby?
Party City, yeah.
So you worked at Party City where you had to sell costumes, and that's probably it.
No.
With stock shelves and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I've worked in a couple of, like, unfortunate sales environments, especially in banking. I did a lot of that where my whole job was to ruin people's lives. But so in the Circle of Life program,
which, by the way, we need to talk about that after you're done.
Okay. Oh no. Did I ruin your life?
No.
Okay.
Someone else's though.
Oh boy. So the Circle of Life program, they have different quotas for, pre-orders, reward subscription cards, used games, and trade-ins, with the whole purpose of used games being 30% of their total transactions. Mm-hmm. So basically if they sell $1,000 worth of new games, you know, subscriptions, all the stuff I just listed, they need to sell $300 of used games.
Right.
So apparently what that is leading to is a lot of lying. And so you'll get there and they'll be like, hey, I want this brand new game that just came out. Say it was weeks or months ago and you said, I want Final Fantasy 15. And they'd be like, oh, we're sold out, but we have used copies.
And in the back, they have like 20 copies.
They have way more than that.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing is, like, having worked at Best Buy a couple years ago, aside from huge things like, say, GTA 5, where we did run out, like, we ran out and we still, they were like, yeah, give us 500 copies or whatever, or give us 1,000 copies, and we still ran out. But the whole idea of, like, oh, you need a pre-order so you don't run out, that never happens.
It's funny because I thought they were doing that already.
Oh, lying. I'm sure they were.
Yeah, because I was like, I would see like the game would have just come out like a week ago, and they only have like pre-owned copies, and I'm like, do you guys have any new ones of these? And they're like, no, we don't.
Yeah. I'm sure it was already part of that. I think it just upgraded to now it's 30%. So like when I worked at Best Buy, it was like you had to have a certain accessory attachment to everything, and you had to have a certain Geek Squad coverage attachment, which was 10%. So if I sold, you know, $3,000 worth of cameras or whatever, I had to sell at least $300 of Geek Squad coverage or whatever. So I get where this is coming from. And people already have like tenuous relationships with GameStop.
Yep.
Like I have never shopped there because of their practices, mainly because the company itself treats their employees like garbage.
Yep.
Which, from what granted, I've heard, at least. If you want to get into it, that's most companies.
Yeah.
But they.
Well, I know they pressure them a lot to do stuff like that.
Yeah, like people
like to sell used, blah blah blah.
The times I have been in GameStop. It sucks because I haven't helped them, but I get when they're talking about like, hey, they try to kind of pressure you on pre-orders and stuff. And I never get mad about that stuff because I realize, oh, you're doing your job.
I mean, there are times where I have pre-ordered from GameStop, but it's been collector's editions.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yeah, you're not going to find those on a shelf.
Yeah, of course.
But they do say like, hey, did you pre-order this shit? And I'm like, do you see this?
Yeah, I'm not.
Does it look like I'm going to play Call of Duty? I just bought 3 Pokemon plushies. Tell me.
Yeah, so as far as that goes, this isn't something new for companies. It's just kind of been out there. But people are genuinely worried about losing their jobs. Toward the end of my time at Best Buy, people were getting fired for not having the attach rate and stuff like that. And it is kind of scary because the thing that also sucks, and I'm sure it's the exact same for GameStop, is it's not commission.
No, it's just, hey, do this so you can keep your job.
Exactly. So the whole idea behind it is, oh, well, what you get is to not get fired. So when I was at Best Buy, literally whether you had a 2% attach rate or a 30% attach rate, you didn't matter, really. Right. And then you didn't make any more money. And that really sucks for people because they're like, we need to. So we're probably already not paying you a lot at GameStop, unfortunately. And if you do make good money at GameStop, or you just like it there, good for you. I'm definitely happy for you, for sure. But they already probably don't pay a ton. And then they give you these quotas, which are almost unreachable, and then don't give you anything for it. I'm sure they have some sort of bonus structure or whatever, but nothing good. They're not getting commission. It's not like if I get 50% used games, I get an extra $300 on my check each month or something like that.
That'd be cool, but...
Yeah, but they're not doing that. And... You know, obviously GameStop's worried about the whole digital market because what the hell are they going to be there for?
Yeah.
Besides holding, being a storage unit for Guitar Hero controllers.
It's weird because I have walked into a few GameStops and I see little cardboard like things of digital games.
Yeah.
So like the game that they were publishing, Song of the Deep, I think.
Yeah.
And then they also have like other games, like actual games that you can buy in store.
Yeah.
As digital codes and stuff. And I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah. And those would really only be for people who are like, I love the environment or I love the thing of going to GameStop.
Yeah. Or collecting little cardboard pieces of paper that have a picture of a game.
Because I feel like there was a time in my life where I really did relish probably as a young teenager going to a game store. And being like, oh, look at all these games. I can only afford one. And I've never been a used game buyer ever. Mainly because you'd go somewhere and it's like $60 for new or $55 for used.
I am for older games because, you know, you're not going to find them. But when it comes to newer games, I've caught on.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking rats about it. Fucking $35 for a used copy or $40 for the new one.
Exactly.
I'm like, fuck off. I'll just buy the new one.
Exactly. So...
Fuck them, dude.
Yeah. And it's a thing though, is like, don't, if you don't like GameStop, you don't have to go there, but don't be shitty to the employees.
Right.
Like they're literally just doing their jobs. If they're just shitheads though, like if they call you a bitch or something, then you can hit them. Go ahead.
Right.
No one's going to stop you.
Well, I know a lot of them volunteer to do the midnight events and stuff.
Yeah. Which, well, I'm sure they get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they volunteer. Okay. Like they say, like, well, fuck it, I'll work midnight just because.
And you remember when midnight launches used to be a huge thing and now they don't matter at all.
Because of digital.
Well,
and Amazon.
You know, they digital killed the video star.
Hollywood Video.
All right. Anything else that you got on your mind this week?
Not really, man.
Yeah, you're pretty everything. Pretty dumb.
Pretty boring. Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay. So
I feel like people think we hate each other. I mean, we do. Yeah. But we don't want you guys.
I think
that.
It's fine. I think so. If anyone ever asked me, "How do you feel about Jose?" I'd say, "Well, he's a big stupid bitch.
He's a big bitch.
He's a big. He's a dumb person. I don't think he's worth his weight in salt. I think that if someone were to say, hey, I have this human you can buy, let's say, like if you were a slave.
Right.
And they said, you could buy him for $100. I would say, sir, get off my porch before I end your life. Do not insult my intelligence as if I would ever pay more than a penance for this man. What about you? How do you feel about me?
Well, I was about to say, I was going to say something, but you went more elaborate with that.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just like, eh.
I'm just speaking truth to God.
You are, I guess. I mean, I was going to say you catch pigeons and put them in cages and look at them.
That is true. I do love pigeons. Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
I just think you like pigeons.
Yeah. Other than that, you're all right, though.
Because everybody likes pigeons or fucking robs.
Jesus Christ. What are you doing? Okay. So, Jose.
What?
I don't know if you know it, but we got some changes coming up.
Do we?
We have a couple. So, you kind of teased last week. We got a new mixer.
Yeah. It's so nice. It looks just like the old one, but it has more stuff on it.
Yeah. It's fatter now. So, it's our little fat boy. And we got it hooked up this week, and it's nice, and it's good. And so I just kept naming adjectives. And it's gray, and it's cool, and it's
under
sweet.
Under the table.
It's on top of a table. But yeah, not anymore. So we're not really going to say exactly what's going on, but we got some changes coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We got some cool new things coming at you. We got some interesting stuff happening. And possibly a little bit of this.
What?
Play the accordion. So maybe a little bit more of that. But no, we have a lot of cool stuff coming up, I think. Some of it that will shock you. And other stuff that you'll just be like, oh man, that's cool. And we're going to be making some changes in studio, which is in my office. spare bedroom. It will become more studio-like. We will bring more perspectives, huh?
Yeah.
To stuff that we're doing
probably
here.
Around closer to the launch of Persona 5.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Too late.
So make sure to stay tuned for that. It's going to be real cool. I think if anyone is still listening, you'll like what's coming up, and it's going to get even better. We're going to... Once we kind of make these changes, we're going to be a lot more available on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have ourselves out there and doing stuff. And yeah, it's just going to be good. A lot of good changes, I'd say. So stay tuned. Any other things you want to add? Mm-mm. Like terrible pronunciations of...
Speaking of terrible pronunciations.
Pronunciations.
Like, well, I was about to say terrible. I don't know if you heard that part.
What? Terrible?
I said terrible. Do you have any recommendations this time, Scott?
Oh, I do. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah,
is that what you're going
first,
for?
Yeah.
Okay. So my recommendation this week is to have 5 shirts for every pair of pants you have.
It sucks because I don't follow that. I have 3 pairs of pants and then like 18 shirts.
I have like 5 shirts and 3 pairs of pants. So have 5 shirts for every pair of pants you have, because you could ostensibly wear 1 pair of pants all week. But if you're changing the shirt, so people don't know this, but the shirt is the hat of your legs.
Yeah, it is the hat of the legs, Scott.
And I would say, guys, just give
fucking
it.
Fucking nailed it.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you don't know, so pants are the shoes of your torso.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shirt is the hat of your legs.
And then
the underwear is the hat of your genitals. And then a hat is just the shoes of your upside down body. So give it a shot, guys. Let me know how
so
you
are the
think.
Pants the
Make
hat
sure to
of my
send.
Huh? Are the pants the hat of my feet?
No.
What are the shoes?
So the shoes are the pants of your legs.
Okay. What
and
about socks?
the socks are the underwear of your genitals, like I said.
Okay.
All right. What do you have this week?
I watched a little anime.
Oh, you have an anime recommendation? Yes. That's so crazy.
Little Witch Academia.
Okay.
And it's pretty good.
Did you pull your little pud to it?
Little pud. You pull a little pud. But the animation's super good. And
no,
like,
answer me.
What? I didn't hear you.
Did you pull your little pud to it?
What's my pud?
Your penis.
No, I didn't put my penis.
Okay, so the animation is good?
It's really good, yeah. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about it, because it's just anime trash. But
is it like, so I'm guessing, do you have like anime that you watch and rewatch and stuff?
I do.
Like what? Sorry, I like made mouth sounds.
Evangelion is one of them. Kenichi, The Mightiest Disciple.
So, like, to give you an example, if I don't feel like finding anything on TV, I'll put The Office on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Do you have that?
Not with anime, no.
No?
I just put something brainless that I don't have to read.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I was getting at. Do you have something brainless? Ultimate Muscle?
Dude, I should rewatch that.
You should. We should, and then do a podcast about it. It'll be called Ultimate... Fuck.
Cast.
Yeah. High five. That was a good
shit high five.
See, that was a good high five, but we were both holding milk duds, so it softened it.
But it's just really good, and I think the anime is just now coming out. I watched like the two, I think it was a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo project.
Uh-huh.
And then they animated the two episodes and like as a proof of concept kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they came out they're coming out with the anime pretty soon now.
Okay.
And it looks really good. Made by Studio Trigger, who did like Gurren Lagann and all that stuff.
Awesome.
That's it, really. I mean, I have something else I wanted to mention.
Okay.
So kind of like Metroid 2 Remake,
uh-huh.
There's a Mega Man X fan game coming out.
Okay.
And it looks pretty good. Like, it has original assets to it, like new music, new bosses and stuff like that, and it looks really good. And it's called Mega Man X Corrupted, and I think it's made by JBK Games.
Shout out to JBK Games.
JBK or JBX.
Hopefully you're not a terrible person.
They're not, I don't think.
Or terrible people.
The game looks pretty cool. It's not okay. Done yet. They said there's not going to be a demo for it. They're just going to release it. They compared it to like a Metroidvania kind of game, which is weird.
But in the Mega Man universe.
Yeah. There's been Metroidvania-ish Mega Man games, but there's not seen a lot.
All right, man. Yeah, that's a good one. I would say... My recommendation, as always, better. All right, guys. So we've reached the end of episode 9 of 2-Bit.
Yes. So long, my people.
We had some fun. We had some laughs. We had some tears.
Yes.
I insulted Jose. You did.
After you insulted me.
You're a silent crier. People don't know that. The tears just fall.
Yeah.
All right. So make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at 2-Bit Podcast. That's the number 2. Comment on some stuff, man. Let us know you're there. Who knows? Send us questions, comments, concerns to 2bitpod@gmail.com. And make sure to rate and review us on iTunes. And if you do, give us 5 stars and then insult us in the review. So give us 5 stars and then be like, why does Scott sound like he has peanut butter in his mouth all the time?
It's because he does.
Why is Jose anime Zorro? You know, don't phrase them all as questions. They can just be insults, like Scott is
Or they can be statements.
Scott is a lanky little bitch.
Question mark.
Yeah.
God damn it. Scott's a lanky little bitch?
You sound like my dad.
Do I?
Yeah, he talks like that. So, yeah, do that. And share us with your friends. And say, hey, you might like this. And guess what? There's some stuff coming up that's going to make it better.
Hope so.
So we'll let you know more on that as it develops. So, Jose.
Yes?
I've been Scott Petty. Who have you been?
Jose Merguia.
And this has been?
Get Money Sucked.
Oh my god.
2-Bit Podcast.
This has been 2-Bit. We will see you next week. Bye.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. Get My Dick Sucked.
1 1